touring.
Now, you've said to me that she championed contemporary composers, particularly, did you say Shostakovich and Prokofiev? Both?
Yes, definitely, and many more. But of course, those two giants are probably the most important part of her work.
Let's hear some Prokofiev. Have you brought something by him that she sang?
Yes. One of the songs which we have here is the song from the Prokofiev's three children's songs. In 1963, she decided to switch from mezzo-soprano to soprano. Quite unusual. Usually it goes the other way around. It's extremely interesting that this new soprano, Zara Doluhanova, gave this sunny and light sound to depict the speech of a child. The girl starts rather slowly complaining that some boy named Vovka called her a chatterbox. But she does not have any time to waste on chatter and blab. The photo group, the drama group, and also the choir and the drawing group, etc., etc., etc. And then closer to the end, she says, I'm sitting looking out the window, and suddenly I see a boy. And he says, come over, I'll give you a toffee. And I say, I'm busy with my German and my Russian. And he says, and so on, so on, so on.
Он говорит, иди сюда, я тебе...
That's Prokofiev's song, The Chatterbox, with now soprano Zara Dolokhanova and pianist Vladimir Hofstein. Did you ever see her sing or meet her?
Oh, yes, of course. I saw her sing many times. I tried not to miss a single concert when she sang in Moscow. She was a very beautiful woman. I'm saying was before. She's now 84. So
she's still alive, is she?
Oh, yes, she's still alive and quite active as a teacher.
Uh-huh.
She was extremely attractive and beautiful and slim, queenly in her posture. She was standing rather still, and her face was very animated. And she was a true artist. You really felt how excited she was during the performance.
Now, you've got one more example. What have you chosen and why?
Well, this is one movement from the cantata Alexander Nevsky by Prokofiev, the mezzo-soprano solo, which is called The Field of the Dead. After the battle, the maiden comes to this field full of corpses and wounded soldiers to find her beloved.
That was The Field of the Dead from Alexander Nevsky by Prokofiev, with Zara Dolokhanova, with the All-Union Radio Orchestra led by Samuel Samsud.
She conveyed this absolutely profound message of the person in the suffering and in its humanity.
Yes. Well, we've just had a chance to look at a little bit of this relatively unknown singer to us, Zara Diluhanova. But I'm delighted that we could do it this evening, Mr. Tumanov, and I want to thank you for bringing this story to us here at In Performance tonight.
It's my pleasure, and I hope that this was just the first broadcast of Zara Diluhanova on CBC.
Well, thank you for being such a champion.
Thank you.
That was Alexander Tumanov in our CBC Edmonton studios. And thanks also here in Toronto to Helmut Reichenbecher, our associate producer, for producing that special feature for tonight's In Performance. That's our program for tonight. Email us if you have questions or comments or thoughts, inperformance@toronto.cbc.ca. Tomorrow night, Good Friday, I'll have an all Healy Willen program, including a rare performance of Willen's Requiem from Kitchener. I'm Eric Friesen. Thanks for listening. Good night.